The Seventh Daughter contains scenes of realistic violence and graphic sexuality. It is intended for mature listeners.
Have you come seeking knowledge? Do you wish to know the truth? Allow me to show you. Close your eyes and follow the sound of my voice. Allow it to lead you further into the past. When I remove my blindfold, you may look into my eyes. Don't just look at them, look through them, and you will see what they have seen. And all my secrets will be revealed.
The Seventh Daughter.
As much as I want to let Corbeau unwrap his present, I can't help taking a peek. Would you mind?
Anything you say, Miss Baxter.
Younger than I expected. And I have to agree, she is not unattractive. Wasn't expecting such thick, dark hair. Tell me, my dear, did you have a comfortable journey?
I am here.
Do you know where here is?
A conservatory, it seems. Not exactly the stately pleasure dome I would have imagined.
Don't worry. When you step into the ceremonial hall tomorrow, you'll have quite a different reaction. We apologize for masking your head. It's important that the location of the blackbird's little nest remains secret.
And you are?
You can't just look at me and divine my identity.
I'm sorry, but my perceptions respond to human warmth and genuine emotion. I have a bit more difficulty reading cold fish.
I am Miss Baxter, but my friends call me Bax. I hope you will someday call me Bax and be my friend.
I should like that very much.
I manage the house. I arrange the soirees, I supervise the servants. Today, I will show you around the grounds, explain the operations of the estate, and prepare you for tomorrow's ceremony. How does that sound?
Very well.
For the time being, you and Corbeau will sleep in separate chambers.
I've never had a room of my own.
You'll spend a lot of time alone, while Corbeau is busy with other matters. He's up at all hours, performing various workings, writings, and correspondence. Not a bad little room. A wardrobe has been prepared for you. Wear what you wish. Tell us if there is anything you desire, but please understand that all your garments must suit the master's taste. He can be very particular. For example, all your clothing will be white.
All of it.
All of it.
Must I always wear white?
You must. For as long as it's appropriate. At a certain point, you will be expected to wear a different color.
And what color will that be?
Oh, my dear. Don't you know?
Red.
So perceptive.
See? I knew you would warm up to me.
You don't share Corbeau's belief in the spiritual significance of colors, numbers.
It's fine for him. I prefer to look at things a little more deeply.
Yeah? Can you see into me right now?
I can, actually.
Yeah? What do you see?
Look into my eyes.
Okay.
Not at them, through them. Here, stand closer. And look through my eyes and try to see what's on the other side of them. And that'll allow me to see what's on the other side of yours. Got it?
Sure. Go.
Shh.
I need to stop.
Whoa, are you okay? Sit down.
No, I need to go.
Baxter.
There's a pull cord in the corner, should you need anything.
But you haven't told me what I'm supposed to...
Tonight is a formal introduction to his closest friends. Look pretty, be charming, and you'll have nothing to worry about.
Okay, then.
The Blackbird has come. For more than 15 years, I have sought her. And tonight, our faith and my diligence are being rewarded. Tonight, I introduce to you the seventh daughter, my spiritual princess. She was discovered by a Negro priestess and put to work performing magic tricks on the sidewalks of Steel City, but her light could not be hidden under a bushel for long. An esteemed man of science brought her out of the gutter. He conducted rigorous examinations and pronounced her genuine beyond doubt. In time, I will share her with you, but tonight I offer you only at Lance. Let us welcome my Madonna, my Virgin Mary, Pandora.
Pandora!
I sense that there are some among you who are wondering who I am and how I earn the privilege of standing before you. I am eager for the opportunity to demonstrate my gifts, to dispel the merest shadow of your doubts. I have won the confidence of the Dark Lord, and I have no doubt that I shall command your faith as well.
Yes, well, let us not delay tonight's festivities. A bachelor's feast of sensual delights worthy of Lucifer's son. And for the bride, prepare the loving cup. Let it brim to overflowing, and let everyone partake before it passes to my bride, so that she may taste the essence of your lustful yearnings. I am honored that you have come to my temple of indulgence so that we may worship together. My will be done, on earth, as it seldom is in heaven. I shall give you this day a little more than bread, and I shall forgive you your trespasses, so long as you allow others to trespass against you. Let me lead you into temptation and deliver you some evil. For thine is the kingdom, mine the power, and all of ours the glory. If not forever, at least for the next 6 hours. Amen.
Amen.
Bring forth the 5 supplicants and have them kneel at each point of the star.
All right, ladies, take your positions. Trudy, what's the matter?
I won't do it anymore. You said tonight would be different.
Come on,
Cupcake,
don't be that way. Don't you see what a privilege you're being given?
A privilege to let some wrinkled prude...
Want me to tell you who one of the priests is under his mask?
I don't really care to know.
Wally Reed.
You're lying.
Am I lying? The King of Speed. Just came in last night on the express, direct from Hollywood. Stayed in the guest room.
Which one is him?
Not at liberty to say. But look at the symbols on their robes. Smart girl like you could figure it out.
What if he doesn't line up at my point of the star?
You'll never know unless you play. Go on, spin the wheel, Trudy. Between you and me, I'm putting my money on red.
In the name of the priests of the shadows of darkness gathered this night, I call for the ceremony of betrothal to commence. A contract of marriage this night shall we write, inked in blood, sealed with the unholy elixir formulated by the priests and concubines, consecrated in my own name and in the name of the Unholy Father, Prince of Darkness, Lord of Chaos.
Here, I brought you a drink. So tell me, was it everything you expected?
No one could have prepared me for this.
This is nothing. One of Corbeau's more formal affairs to impress his patrons.
No, thank you.
Go on, take it. Everybody drinks here. Plus, it'll help mask the taste of the loving cup. Wait until he throws a real party.
So what is it I'm supposed to do with these...
My advice is to drink enough that it makes it all seem like a crazy dream. But you don't want to drink so much that you lose consciousness. It's important. You're a clever girl. You'll figure it out.
Bax, wait! Let me ask you...
You call me Bax!
We're going to be friends, you and I, right?
Nothing I want more.
Yeah, I know. But listen, at what point will I be expected to perform sittings or readings?
Sittings? Come here. We don't do a lot of that here.
I don't understand. That was the whole reason I was brought here.
Well, yes and no. Sit down. Let Bax spell it all out for the new girl. Corbeau, you see, goat fucker that he is, excuse me, is a very important man. Got a lot of people he needs to impress. Actual believers in this hoodoo voodoo he's peddling. And a man like that has got to align himself with a woman of absolute spiritual power. Cheers. A wife that commands the respect of his peers. Once they're married, well, just like any woman, once they're married, her career is over. She'll do the same wifely chores that all women perform, rich and poor. Easy. Sip it, my dear. There are certain chores of a housewife that I'm unwilling to perform. Anyway, I have probably said too much. So, please forget everything I've said in the last 5 minutes.
You're fine, Bax. I appreciate your candor.
Hey, Pandora. You stuck a voodoo needle into me today.
Did I?
Yeah. Stuck it in really deep.
You asked for it, Bax.
I guess I did, didn't I?
Mm-hmm. And now that the needle is in, I suppose you better do everything I ask, hadn't you?
You just say the word.
A toast! To the brightest star of the firmament, Pandora!
Pandora!
Miss Pandora?
Yes, Nelly?
Someone to see you. It's Mr. Schrank.
Albert, send him in.
Yes, ma'am.
That'll be all, Nelly.
I'm not allowed to leave you alone with a guest.
Could you at least stand outside? You can leave the door open.
Very good, ma'am.
You were at the initiation party, but you hardly spoke to me.
Your attention seemed occupied with other things. And to be honest, I was rather ashamed to face you. Listen, I'll keep this brief. Since I brought you into this circumstance, Pandora, I feel a certain responsibility.
And I have you to thank.
And yes, that is not exactly reassuring to me.
What is the matter?
Should you be drinking wine at this hour? At any hour?
It was served to me at the initiation. I'm a married woman. I think. Am I? Anyway, I see no harm.
Be that as it may, after last night's bacchanal, I have to wonder if it's appropriate for a girl like yourself to be left here.
I really wish you would stop worrying about me. This is what we all wanted, isn't it? You, me, Rose?
It's just not at all what I expected. Frankly, I found the entire spectacle cheap and degrading and unworthy of a woman of your sensibilities.
What did you think I'd do here? Sit on a throne and read palms every night? Rose warned me many times of Corbeau's appetites.
And you are willing to accept this?
Can you honestly say you had no idea what was in store for me? Or did you just not bother to think about it?
You're being unfair. I have only had the noblest of intentions.
Oh, Frère von Schrecknotzing, don't act so wounded. I'm the one who has to sit on that throne and preside over a bunch of drunken fools.
Not if I can help it.
You already helped it. And now there's nothing you can do to stop it. If it's forgiveness you seek, I cannot absolve you.
I understand.
But I will hold no grudge against you, if you can fulfill a promise to me.
I'll do anything.
I want you to find Rose.
I couldn't face her.
Just find her.
Pandora, please, pardon me for saying, but you don't seem quite yourself. Perhaps you should put away the vine.
With pleasure. There now. And you were saying?
You're under immense strain. I cannot imagine.
No, you can't.
And you mustn't let your emotions get the better of you.
Emotions? I don't share the same emotions that ordinary beings seem to feel. Lust and loss. Desire and regret. I merely observe.
Is your heart made of stone? Surely you know what love feels like.
I know what it looks like. I've read about it in books, but I've never touched it. Nor has it touched me.
I'm so sorry.
No. A lack of feeling is a blessing, not a curse. It's what enables me to detect the emotions of others. It's what will enable me to get through Saturday's ceremony, and the next, and the next. You see, Albert, emotions cloud the mind in ways you cannot imagine. I'll show you. Don't pity me because I feel no love. I also feel no pain.
Oh my God!
Though my flesh may bleed, I assure you, my heart is as cold as clay.
Take this handkerchief. Let me pick the glass from your palm. I'll be very gentle.
As you wish.
Whether you wish to have my help or not, I will do everything I can to save you, Pandora.
Find her.
What's this?
Baxter!
Yes, my lord?
Call the piano tuner. Have him come and fix this. This won't do at all.
I'll see to it right away.
Oh, what is it now?
Your kingdom come.
My will be done. Well, the Highbinder himself, huh? To what do I owe the pleasure, Oh, don't worry about Baxter. She knows all my secrets.
A letter arrived in today's post for Pandora.
Pandora? No one knows she's here.
Well, Baron von Schrenk does.
Ah, has the lovesick schoolboy written her a letter?
It's marked personal and confidential.
Didn't I tell you? Do you have it?
I went ahead and steamed open the seal in case you want to deliver it after.
How considerate of you.
But I have saved the pleasure of reading the note for you.
Open it. Baxter.
I am just boarding a liner, but wanted to pen this letter before we leave port. I completed my tour of the East and witnessed almost 40 psychics and mentalists along the way. I am pleased to report that I have located Rose.
Rose?
As you requested. While in New York, I visited a dime museum in the Bowery, Worley's Museum of Marvels. Not a fit place for a gentleman such as myself. But for your sake, and in the name of science, I pressed onward. This amusement hall had none of the charm of Paradise Pier.
It was a dark and fetid place, filled with constant noise, a place in which the most morbid of curiosities could be indulged.
You will believe your eyes, because it is the most spectacular attraction ever presented in these United States.
I went into the booth of a medium that calls herself Minerva. She was dressed in black, had a black veil covering her face. She took my hand, turned it palm up, and asked me,
"What do you wish to know, my old friend?"
I remembered what you told me to ask. I had repeated the message to dozens of other mediums already, and had never gotten a response. If it pleases the spirits, can I ask, is it possible for an earthbound mortal to see into the mirror of dreams?
I'm sorry, the noise. Would you mind repeating the question?
I couldn't detect her reaction because her face was so heavily veiled. If it pleases the spirits,
Pandora asks your forgiveness and needs your help.
She seemed shaken by this. She released my hand so I wouldn't feel hers trembling.
Is she in danger?
Who?
Freiherr von Schrenk. Tell me what has happened.
I'm afraid you have me at a disadvantage. And that's when she lifted the veil. That's when I knew it was Rose.
Is Pandora safe?
She is safe for the moment. But to be honest, I don't know for how long. Having spent some time in Corbeau's circle, I've come to believe he is not the spiritual seeker he pretends to be.
Corbeau is still alive.
Why wouldn't he be? He is alive and well, and he has deceived us.
Baron, you kind-hearted, ignorant man, has your eagerness to believe really made you that blind? Do you not see how many people are deceiving you?
Who is deceiving me?
All of us.
Not Pandora.
Especially Pandora.
No.
Oh, yes.
You're wrong.
You were the stepping stone that allowed her into Corbeau's nest.
You're jealous. She's left you behind, and now you want to tear her down. You want to destroy her chances of success.
Success? If Corbeau is alive, then she has already failed.
Failed? In what way?
Corbeau tried to take my child away from me. My husband
God
had...
God damn it!
What is it?
How did I not see it? Or you either. The woman, Rose. It's Davina.
That's impossible. Davina was white. Rose is black.
Really? Think about it. Just how black is Rose, and how white was Davina?
No, it can't be.
Think about it. She knew exactly what I wanted. She groomed the girl in such a way that I would find her irresistible. She put her on a platter and practically waved her under my nose. Every step of her career was calculated to bring her one step closer to me.
But why? If she didn't want you to have her daughter, why would she turn around and drop the girl on your doorstep?
A Trojan horse, a poisoned apple, an anarchist's bomb tossed into my window.
But what harm can a girl do?
By herself, nothing. But as soon as someone exposes the truth...
Let her be exposed.
They'll either say I was a fool or a fraud.
We won't give her that opportunity.
We can't hurt her.
Can't we?
It's Rose's fault, not Pandora's. She hasn't done anything to harm us.
When people learn that she is a fake, and I have made her my queen, it will corrode my empire from within. The newspapers have been waiting for something like this to happen, so they can smear me with their filth. All these years I looked for her, finally found her, only to be publicly humiliated by that whore.
The woman had no right to put her here. It's obvious Pandora never belonged in our circle. Innocent schoolgirl like that.
No harm will come to her. We just need to checkmate her, force her into a corner so she'll do as she is told, and take away her privileges. The woman, Rose, Davina, whatever she's calling herself now, bring her here. Hold a proverbial gun to her head. On second thoughts, let's put a literal gun to her head. Let the hag live out her life with a muzzle pressed to her temple and a finger resting on the trigger. If Pandora fails to perform her duties as our queen, we will paint the walls red, first with the woman's blood, and if that's not enough, then the girl's.
Begging my lord's pardon.
Yes?
If... Pandora is a fake, and I still don't believe she is. How can she fulfill her obligations as the High Priestess?
Now that you mention it, maybe it is taking too big a risk, allowing Pandora to preside over our followers. We've encouraged this notion that the medium's power is dependent upon her virginity, have we not?
Yes.
It would be quite a simple matter to deprive her of her powers. Gather our most influential members to witness her ceremonial deconsecration before their very eyes, before the eyes of her own mother. How poetic would that be?
It's disgusting.
Yes, it is, isn't it? Thank you for the suggestion. Carry on, Baxter. Put together a guest list. Engrave the invitations. It will be the most decadent gesture a man could perform, to destroy something rare and beautiful for the sheer pleasure of doing so.
As you wish.
Come in. Ah, I was hoping it was you, Bax. Come to have your palm read? I'm dying of boredom in this place.
Not for long. Listen, kid. Corbeau would skin me alive if he knew I was telling you this. But you need to think of a way to leave the compound.
Wait, but I just got here.
They're on to you.
On to me how?
They think you're a fake. They figure Rose sent you here to embarrass Corbeau.
But I'm not a fake.
Come on, Pandora.
I promise you, Bax. The spirit of truth flows through me.
Even if it does, it won't for much longer.
What do you mean by that?
Corbeau's planning a new kind of ceremony. One in which your powers are taken away, if you get my meaning. So you and I need to start packing.
I can't do that, Baxter.
You gotta. You really don't know what's about to happen.
Baxter.
You're not listening. They're planning to...
I know what they're planning.
And you're willing to stay here? And let it happen?
Since you've become something of a friend to me, I would rather you not be here to witness it.
Pandora.
When the time comes, will you promise me not to attend the ceremony?
No. Neither one of us.
Bax, promise me. You can't be there.
If I don't attend, Corbeau will think...
Trust me. After the ceremony, none of that will matter anymore.
Thanks. And here. Give us a little privacy, will you? Open for business?
Have a seat. What do you wish to know, my friend?
I need answers, and I'm told you're the woman to give them.
If you would make an offering in this box, I would be happy to help you.
You look a lot like a woman I used to know. Damnedest thing. In fact, you look like two women I used to know.
What a coincidence. You see? I am both of them.
So you are. Now, how about the two of you get up and follow me outside? We're taking a little trip.
I've been waiting for you, Highbinder. I've had my bag packed for almost a week.
Still predicting the future, are you?
I am.
Then tell me, sister, what's the future hold?
Bloodshed. Suffering. Death.
My God, it is you. I never expected this day to come. You have no idea how long I've searched for you, how deeply I've hated you. All these years.
I think I do.
Every carnival, every midway, every music hall. We looked everywhere, and now I understand why we couldn't find you. Brilliant, really. An unimaginable masquerade.
On the contrary, you were so used to seeing my mask that when I showed my real face, you didn't recognize it.
The great deceiver indeed. Tell me, how shall I address you? Minerva? Rose? Divina?
Call me what you will. What is it you wish to know?
The truth. No fortunes, no philosophizing, just the truth. Do that, and I just might let you live.
Ask what you will.
Is it true Pandora is the girl?
She is the seventh daughter of the seventh daughter.
Your daughter.
My daughter.
Why did you take her from me?
I didn't take her. She was never yours.
She was promised to me. I bought her from the girl's father. I paid for
her. The girl was not his to sell. She was mine.
You know, just because you carry a child in your belly doesn't mean you own her.
No, that is true.
Now she belongs to me.
If you'll forgive me for saying, you should not assume that just because a girl lives under your roof, that she is your property, or that she will obey your commands. That was the mistake I made.
Tell me, Rose, what sort of sabotage are you planning? You kept her hidden for years, but then for no good reason you put her on display. Didn't you think we'd notice?
Oh. This, you see, is the truth that I've come to tell. Pandora is here, not because I put her here, but because it is her destiny.
You deceived me once, Rose. I'd be a fool to trust you a second time.
You hold all the cards, Corbeau. You've won the game. You've got what you wanted. There's no reason for me to lie.
Then tell me this, honestly. Are her powers real?
Hear me out. I will tell you everything. And if you listen, you will understand and you will believe.
Go on.
For years I kept her hidden. I planned to give her a different life, any life but this. I shaped her, molded her, raised her to be a proper young lady. And I almost succeeded. But a few years ago, she began to change. It was becoming difficult for her to become this thing I wanted her to be. She wanted to please me, but I could see the struggle inside her. Something was gnawing at her, making her unhappy. She couldn't describe it, couldn't give it a name, but I could. Don't forget, I, too, was a seventh daughter. So when I saw her struggling, I knew exactly what was happening. I took a chance. I thought, perhaps if I allow her a taste, a small taste, she will be satisfied. Allow her flame to burn, but not too brightly. Maybe I could control it. So I began to teach her. I showed her how to let the spirit flow through her. And as I hoped it would, this calmed the disturbance within her. The spirit cannot be consumed in small doses. Each taste only fuels the appetite. So I gave her more. Eventually, I taught her everything I knew, but still, it was not enough. I tried to protect her, keep her identity a secret, prolong her childhood. But it was useless. Once she spread her wings, she couldn't possibly remain in a cage. That's when she began to perform.
But you knew what would happen if I found her.
Yes, I knew. And it was at that moment that I suddenly realized what it means to be a mother. That there were limits to my protection. And having endowed her with certain skills, I had no choice but to open the cage and release her. I had to let her live the life she chose, even if it resulted in certain death. Because it's her life, not mine. And that is how she came to be here, Corbeau. Not because of me, but in spite of me. She wanted this, not me. You asked me if she is real. Yes, she is real. She has the potential to be more powerful than either you or I. And I came here, without a struggle, to ask you, to beg you, not to crush the spirit out of her.
Thank you, Rose, for your confession and your sincerity. It's important for me to know that she is not just a common grifter, but is a living, breathing vessel of the Holy Spirit. Yes, it has been most illuminating. You see, when I'm preparing to destroy something, I like to know its value first. It enhances the pleasure. You know, I once burned a painting by Vermeer for the simple satisfaction of destroying something unique, beautiful, and treasured by others. And so it shall be with Pandora.
You bastard!
And I shall deprive you of everything you are, all you have been, and anything you hope to become.
My will be done.
I must now replace my blindfold. As my vision begins to fade, your own senses will gradually return. Return to the warmth and the light of your own reality.
The Seventh Daughter is a production of iHeartRadio. Written and directed by Brett Wood. Recorded and mixed by Rob Gow. Featuring Minka Wiltz as Rose, Elizabeth Hunter as Pearl, and Kevin Godley as Corbeau.
There. You may now open your eyes.